This is O'Connor's Astronomy Rap. So relax, sit back, and let me rap. It started with 9, but things had to unwind. Losing Pluto was Mike Brown's state of mind. We have 8, and yeah, that's great. Underneath this earth, we have sturdy tectonic plates. Yo, first we got Mercury, a planet that cooled super rapidly. Some say it doesn't have stress, maybe because it's just straight airless. Venus has that number one spot, cause it's got 95% of CO2, making it hot, yeah. And let me show you what I got. If you set foot on V, you probably wouldn't feel any debris. You just burn your butt off, it's 900 degrees. Man, that's hot if you ask me. Earth, a planet not much to bore, especially cause we have an inner and outer core. Also the mantle, and don't forget the crust. Us citizens of the Earth don't give a fuss. Moving on to the planet called Mars, the Mariner tended a flyby mission that was far. And the largest volcano is called Olympus Mons. And Mars is the 4th planet from the sun. And this raft has only just begun. We're done with the terrestrials, it's time to move on. Time to look at the 4 planets which are all Jovian. Jupiter's up and it's pretty premium, because it's made of mostly hydrogen and helium. Saturn is next, 9 Earths across makes it pretty far. Its famous satellite reminds people of the Death Star. Now Uranus rings can't seen from the Earth. In 1781, Herschel discovered it and tried to give it birth. It's a planet that's completely tilted on its side. It has dramatic season changes, and if you look at it right, it can be seen with the naked eye. No, I don't lie. Last but not least, it's time to talk about the beast, the planet with 13 moons. I'm only talking about that planet Neptune. Same size as Uranus, and yeah, that's a fact. The only thing that went to Neptune on the Voyager spacecraft. There we have it, that's our planet. I hope this rap was good enough for you to manage. And all of our planets are such a sight to see, probably because we live in a crazy Milky Way galaxy. I am done, sorry if it was bad. It's an astronomy rap, what do you expect?